The Nigerian army freed hundreds of women and girls who were captured by Boko Haram forces during an offensive deep in the Sambisa forest in northeast Nigeria. Nearly 700 kidnapped victims were freed from the Islamist group's forest stronghold since April 28th, with the largest group of 234 women and children liberated on May 1st. It's unclear if those recently freed included any of the 219 schoolgirls abducted from Chibok a year ago, a crime which prompted the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls social media campaign and which shook up Nigerian politics. Amnesty International has estimated Boko Haram, which has linked itself with the so-called Islamic State, had seized 2,000 women and girls since the start of 2014. Human rights groups say women and girls held by Boko Haram have endured forced labor, sexual and psychological abuse, malnutrition, and were used as human shields in gunfights with the Nigerian military. In the latest skirmish with Nigeria's 7th Army, one woman was killed and 8 other hostages were injured. Recent fighting in northeast Nigeria has exposed mass graves of hundreds of bodies in the town of Damasak. Over the last 2 months, Nigerian troops, alongside armies from neighboring Chad, Cameroon, and Niger, have won back swathes of territory from Boko Haram. Driscoll's is a familiar brand of strawberries, blueberries, and blackberries in American supermarkets year-round. But in recent months, Driscoll's extensive network of fruit suppliers has run into labor resistance in northern Mexico and Washington state, with increased calls for a broad-based consumer boycott. The family-owned fruit company has a code of conduct for its berry suppliers called Promise for Workforce Welfare, which calls for respect for the minimum wage, avoiding participation in human trafficking, and providing safe working conditions. But this code has failed to improve working conditions or blunt farm workers' campaigns for higher wages and respect in the workplace. In the state of Baja California, hundreds of Mexican farm workers launched a strike this spring with a goal of doubling their wages to $13 a day. But their 2-week strike failed after growers settled with unions affiliated with the pro-government Institutional Revolutionary Party for a 15% wage hike. Strike leaders from indigenous communities are now calling for a boycott of Driscoll's products. Driscoll's is also the focus of farm labor conflict in Burlington, Washington, where for 2 years, Familias Unidas por Aljustica, which represents 400 berry pickers, has battled for union recognition with Sakuma Brothers Farms, a major Driscoll's berry supplier. Since the early 1980s, the endangered condor has made a comeback along the California coast. Thanks to $60 million in federal aid and the establishment of the Sespe Condor Sanctuary, there are now over 230 condors in the world. But the condor faces a new threat from the energy boom as proposed fracking drilling operations move closer to the bird sanctuary. Seneca Resources Corporation says its plan to build 8 new fracking wells will not disturb the condor. But environmental scientists who monitor the fate of the condor are skeptical. Currently, oil drilling operations are banned within a mile and a half of condor nesting sites in the bird sanctuary. Chemist Don Smith of UC Santa Cruz told the news magazine In These Times, "The condor is a species recently brought back from the brink of extinction. The population is not at all at a place where it can withstand any additional stress." Critics of fracking worry that the frequent chemical and oil spills that regularly occur in fracking operations will do great harm to the endangered condor. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Anna Manzo.